basis. And here is Swan, deep in the pocket. He's kicked the goal. Hodge at one end, Swan at the other.
Bartel with the most likely clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackey. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Makers gets it from Mitchell. Moving kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gets the football.
Delicious.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to another fabulous edition of Footy Frenzy. I'm your host, Luke, and I'm joined by Hugo. G'day, Hughes.
Hello.
And Jacka. How are we, Jacka?
Good, thanks, yeah.
Now, boys, we've seen an extremely exciting round 19. We're starting to see the top eight take shape. We're starting to see the top four take shape. Did you enjoy the football on the weekend, boys?
Yeah. I loved it. I went to St Kilda Collingwood, so yeah.
And did you enjoy that game, Jacka? You are a Saints supporter.
Yeah, I am a Saints supporter. I enjoyed...
They played well.
...the disposals of both teams, actually.
They played well.
Yeah.
Let's jump straight into the action. But before we do, remember you are listening to RadioCarrum.org. And if you want to leave us a message on our online forum, please do. And remember to like us on Facebook. But that out of the way, let's jump straight into the action. First game was Hawthorn Geelong on Friday night. And what a thriller it was.
Yeah, it was. 17-14, 1-16 for Hawks. Geelong 18-10, 118 with an extraordinary win. Hawthorn, goals. Gunston 4, Bruce 2, Burgoyne 2, Puopolo 2, Rioli 2, Hale, Lewis, Rufford, Sewell and Whitecross all with singles. Geelong, Hawkins 6, Chapman 4, Duncan 2, Johnson 2, Christensen, Mackey, Walker and Podziadli all with singles too. The best for the Hawks. Mitchell, Rioli, Stratton, Gunston, Bruce, Burgoyne, Hale and Sewell. Geelong, Hawkins, Johnson, Selwood, Kelly, Stevenson, Chapman, Lonergan and Taylor.
Hughes, tell us about this game, mate.
A Tom Hawkins set a shot after the siren has given Geelong an extraordinary two-point win over Hawthorn at the MCG on Friday night. Geelong's victory came after the Cats led by as many as 51 points during the second quarter before relinquishing the lead late in the final term. Geelong's win sees them back in touch with the top four.
Okay, so Geelong has won on Friday. They're just outside the top four. They're going to have to win some big games coming up. Do we see Geelong making the top four?
Honestly, no, not for me.
No, I still don't think they will. I still think they'll finish about fifth or sixth, but, and history will tell us you can't win the flag from outside the top four. Let's jump into the next game, which was the Doggies versus North Melbourne, sorry.
Yep. Western Bulldogs got 8-13-61. North Melbourne got 18-715. Western Bulldogs' goals were Addison 2, Dixon 2, Campbell, Grant-Syracusa, Grant, Tarley all got singles. North Melbourne, Petrie got 5, Tarrant got 3, Anthony got 2, Harper got 2, Wells got 2, Garlett, Gibson, Hanson and Harvey all got singles. Best for Western Bulldogs was Wallace, Boyd, Griffin, Labrador, Rufford and Dixon. North Melbourne got Banz, Tinnick, Petrie, Cunnington, Harvey, Swallow, Gibson and Anthony.
Jacka, tell us about this game, mate.
After a tight first half, North Melbourne broke away to defeat the Western Bulldogs at Etihad Stadium. After trailing by 11 points at the 10-minute mark of the second quarter and trailing the inside 50, 36-18 at halftime, the Kangaroos piled on the 13 of the last 15 goals.
Yep. North getting the job done. Doggies in a lot of trouble. Do we need to speak about this game anymore?
Honestly, no.
Nah. It was pretty boring. Let's move on.
Yep. GWS versus Port Adelaide. Greater Western Sydney, 16-11, 107. Port Adelaide, 8-9, 73. Great win by GWS. Greater Western Sydney, the goals. Bug, 3. Cameron, 3. Giles, 2. Smith, 2. Treelaw, 2. Adams, Corns, Hosking, Elliott and Patton with singles. Port Adelaide, Brett Ebert, 3. Schultz, 2. Brad Ebert, Hartlett, Moore, P. Stewart and Westhoff all with one goal each. The best for GWS, Giles, Ward, Coniglio, Smith, Treelaw, Cameron and Green. Port Adelaide, Corns, Hartlett, Pierce, Burke and Brett Ebert. And Hugo, I believe you have some info on the game.
Yes, I do. The Giants have given Kevin Sheedy the perfect present for his 1,000th game. A surprise win. The Giants had lost their past five matches by an average of 118 points. Comfortably the worst five-game aggregate in the history of the game, but stunned Port Adelaide. The loss has seen Port Adelaide coach Matthew Primus dismissed as senior coach, replaced by Gary Hocking for the remainder of the season.
Boys, massive win by GWS. It was exciting to watch. Port were deplorable and they have responded in tow by sacking their coach. Who do you think will be the coach of Port Adelaide next year? Let's go with you, Jack. Who do you think?
I reckon Rodney Eade. He may come back. Yeah, he might have a big comeback in coaching.
Hugo, who do you think Port Adelaide should pursue?
Well, I think Paul Ruse will be their coach.
Okay. Personally, I think they'll go with a untried coach, maybe an assistant from somewhere else. I'm hearing Leon Cameron is pretty good from Hawthorn, so maybe I'm going to jump on his bandwagon. Did you guys see any of this game? It was very exciting.
Yeah, I saw a
GWS. Yeah. I think they had everyone that doesn't go for Port Adelaide wanting them to win that game on Saturday, especially for Sheedy, 1,000th game in the AFL, which is just a tremendous achievement.
Unbelievable.
Tremendous. Yeah. Let's jump on to the derby over in the West.
Yep, I believe that I have that game. Fremantle got 17-11, 113. West Coast got 6-12, 48. Fremantle's goals were Pavlich got 8, Ballantyne got 3, Walters got 2, Mazunga got 2, Pierce and Mundial got singles. West Coast goals were Darling got 2, Lynch, Hams, Natatui and Hearn got singles. Best for Fremantle was Pavlich, Mundy, Barlow, Fiff, Griffin, Crowley, Pierce, Ballantyne. For West Coast, Kerr, Waters, Gaff and Schofield.
Jacka?
Yeah, I got some info. Fremantle has stunned West Coast to win its first derby since 2010 by a record 65 points, with captain Matthew Pavlich booting 8 goals and driving his team back into the finals contention. Pavlich, who was unanimously voted... voted the Ross Glendening medalist as best on ground, was outstanding as Fremantle won its fifth straight match. West Coast, meanwhile, which managed just one goal in a dismal first half, is in danger of losing touch with the top four altogether after sitting atop the AFL ladder for much of the season.
Alarming statistic, wouldn't you say, seeing as how if you take out the third quarter, West Coast only scored for the whole game 2 goals.
Yeah.
They banged on 4 in the third quarter, but if you take that third quarter out, they've kicked 2 goals in 3 quarters of football, which is not good enough.
Yeah.
Are we underestimating Fremantle?
Oh, I don't think so. They can play well and they can't play well sometimes. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you think their best is good, but their worst is terrible.
Yep.
Will they make finals?
If they keep playing like this, honestly, yeah, I reckon they will make maybe the top 6 if they can keep playing like this.
Do you reckon they could shake some teams in the finals if they make it?
Yep. Yeah, I reckon.
Okay.
They play at their full best.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's jump onto the game you were at on Saturday night, Jacka, which is Collingwood versus St Kilda.
Yep. The Pies, 12-19-91, St Kilda, 13-7-85, 6-point loss for St Kilda. The goals for Collingwood, Jolly 2, Dawes 2, Swan 2, Thomas 2, Wellingham for solo, Cloak and Beam singles. St Kilda, Ahmed Saad 4, Milne 3, Del Santo 2, Riewoldt 2, Armitage, McAvoy, all singles. The best of the Pies, Jolly, Beam, Swan, Thomas, Pendlebury, Sidebottom and Shaw. St Kilda, Goddard, Dempster, Hayes, Saad and Montagna and Fisher. And I noticed that Tommy Ledger got a game. Yeah, he was the sub and he came on.
Didn't he start this week?
No, it was the sub. Again? Yeah.
That's his third game as the sub. He's playing
all
right.
Yeah, he's played good footy. He set up 4 or 3 goals in the last quarter. Nice. So, yeah.
Hughes, jump on. Tell us about that game, mate.
Collingwood has recorded a stunning 6-point win against a gallant St Kilda in an enthralling yet controversial struggle at the MCG on Saturday night. The Pies had their noses in front by a goal in the dramatic final moments of the game, but the Saints had the opportunity to draw the level with one final forward thrust. The final siren sounded just as Justin Kojicki's long kick sailed toward a waiting pack, the Pies hanging on to the 6-point win.
Jacka, was it heartbreaking as a Saints supporter watching that game?
Badly. It was just... I don't think both teams were playing at their best, so...
Was it wet?
The ground must have been, but wasn't raining, so, yeah.
Did look a bit greasy and slippery.
Yeah.
Collingwood's playing well below their best at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah. I think they've sort of, like, dropped. They've gone up and down in the past few games.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hugo, I believe you have Richmond-Brisbane.
Yep, I've got that game, Jack. Richmond got 20-12-132. Brisbane Lions got 12-12-84. Goals for Richmond... McGeun, 3. Nahar's got 3. Grigg got 2. Jackson got 2. Riewoldt got 2. Cawthon, Deledio, Edwards, Hawley, Marek, Martin, Tuck and White all got singles. Brisbane Lions, goals. Brown got 4. Green got 2. Rockliffe got 2. Zorko got 2. Pullinghorn, Reardon all got singles. Best for Richmond were Deledio, Conker, Marek, Grigg, Tuck and Cochin. Brisbane Lions, best were Rich, Brown, Attic, Merritt, Zorko and Rockliffe. And Jack, I believe that you have some information.
Yeah, I do. Richmond put a horror 3 weeks of football to rest with a 48-point win over the Brisbane Lions on Saturday night at the Gabba. A 5-goal burst in the second quarter gave the Tigers a 20-point lead. The Lions, who have now lost 11 consecutive quarters of football, fought back in the final quarter and kicked 5 unanswered goals to close the margin to only 14, which would have had all Richmond fans on edge. Richmond's record against the Lions is impressive, having now lost only 1 match from its past 10 meetings.
Similar to the North Doggies game, do we really want to talk about it too much?
Not really, no.
No? All right, we'll move on to the Melbourne Gold Coast game that was on the G on Sunday.
Yep. Melbourne 16-12-108, Gold Coast 9-12-66. Melbourne Green 5, Sylvia 2, Blease 2, Spencer, Trengove, Tapscott, Seller, Rivers, Bale and Howe singles. Gold Coast, Benal 4, Ablett, Riscatelli, Brennan, Russell and Lynch singles. The best for Melbourne, Sylvia Jones, Trengove, McDonald, Grimes, Spencer, Green, Dunn and Howe. Gold Coast, Bennell, Abbott, Shaw, Swallow and Patrick. And Hugo, I believe you have some info on the game.
Yeah, I do, Jack. Melbourne has scored its third win over the season with a 42-point victory over Gold Coast in a scrappy contest at the MCG. The Demons won what was far from the most important game of the round, but after a week in which tanking allegations resurfaced and a day after Greater Western Sydney scored its second win, there were many curious cats of eyes on this game. Colin Silver and Brad Green have had a hard time winning over coach Mark Neild this season, but they played their best games of the season. Sylvia had 24 touches playing out of the middle to continue his solid form over the past month, while Green booted an equal career best 5 goals. celebrating each with far more enthusiasm than a game in August between 16th and the 18th might warrant.
He did celebrate hard, the glove, but he does like a celebration. That's why he's leading the league in look at me's. Scrappy game of football. The only positive I'm going to take out of that is Harley Bennell is fastly becoming one of my favourite players. Have you guys seen this guy play?
Yeah, I've seen him play. He's improved since he's come.
He's second year in. I can understand why they took him in the top five picks. Had 38, I think, on the weekend. Somewhere between 35 and 38 touches on the weekend and kicked another four goals.
Yeah.
He looks like, you know, those players like Ablett, Pendlebury, Watson. They just look like when they get the ball, they have time and space. He just looks like he can do anything, this kid. Yeah. He will win a Brownlow.
Very fast, too.
Yeah, very quick.
Very quick.
Very quick. Let's jump on to the next game, which is Carlton-Sydney.
Yep.
Your mob, Hughes.
Yep. Carlton got 10-11-71. Sydney Swans got 14-9-93. Goals for Sydney Swans, McGlynn got 3. Hanbury got 2. Roberts Thompson's got 2. Bird, Goods, Jack, McVie, Jeddah, McKelsey and Mumford all got singles. Carlton, Waite got 3. Armfield got 2. Garlett got 2. Casbolt, Gibbs, Murphy all got singles. Best for Sydney Swans were Hanbury, Jack, Goods, Jeddah, McVie, McGlynn and Richards and Smith. Carlton, we had Gibbs, McLean, Waite, Scotland, Murphy and Yaron.
Yeah, and I've got some info on that game. The Sydney Swans are on top of the verge of securing a home qualifying final after going a game clear on top of the ladder with an impressive 22-point win over Carlton at Etihad Stadium on Sunday. The Swans' win also means Carlton will be among certainly amidst the finals after failing two games behind North Melbourne, who's 7th, and Essendon 8th. Depending the result of its twilight game against Adelaide and Fremantle 9th. The Swans beat the Blues with an exciting brand of footy that suggests that they can be a legitimate premiership contender this September.
Yeah, the Swans are legit. I think they can win the flag. Jude Bolton, though, is a little bit worrying that he's out injured for the next month. They'll need him fit and firing. Hughes, as a Carlton supporter, was it good to see Waite back out and playing?
Yes, very good. He finally got out.
He's come out this week and said that they're looking towards top four next season. Can they finish top four next year?
Probably not.
No? Hopefully they can get some players back on the park. Now let's jump on to Essendon at Adelaide.
Last round
of the round.
Yeah.
Turned out to be a thriller.
Yeah, it was. Adelaide 16-8-104, Essendon 15-10-100. The goals, Adelaide, Walker 4, Dangerfield 3, Johncock and Jenkins 2, Jacobs, Sloan, Porpleasure, Riley and Van Berlo singles, Essendon, Windelick 4, Brown and Gumbleton 2, Collier, Dempsey, Davey, Hurley, Jeddah, Lonigan and Watson all with singles. The best for Adelaide, Dangerfield, Thompson, Sloan, Talia, Douglas, Walker. Essendon, Watson, Dempsey, Lovett, Murray, Brown, Carlisle and Heppel. And Hugo, I believe you have some info on that game.
Yes, I do. Adelaide had shown it has the confidence and class to win close games in escaping with a tense 4-point win over Essendon at Amy Stadium on Sunday. Spearhead Taylor Walker kicked 4 goals in the win, but the Bombers missed some vital chances to steal the game in the dying seconds. Hyde said he was proud of the team's effort against Adelaide, but conceded it needed to win soon to shore up its spot in the top 8.
Bombers should have won that game in the end. They blew a lot of chances, which was picked by our expert panellist Lucas last week, who did pick Essendon. We did scoff at him and laugh, but he did almost get it right, but he didn't. So we were right in scoffing and laughing at him. The Bombers, they've lost another 2 players to injury, another 2 hamstrings. It can be argued that if those players hadn't gone down injured, they could have possibly won that. Adelaide just looked flat. They looked really tired. I don't know if the season's too long or what's going on, but they are not playing the same football that they were playing at the start of the year. Do you think it's cause for concern?
If they're going to make finals, then no, they'll probably push themselves even further in finals.
Okay. Now let's jump into the most prestigious award in the AFL. Forget the Brownlow. Forget about the Coaches Association. This is the one the players want to win. It's the Tommy Ellis Industries Player of the Week. And this week the player is?
His name is Matthew Pavlich.
And can you read out his stats?
Yep. Kicks 15, handballs 9, disposals 24, marks 9, tackles 2, goals 8, behinds 2, and dream team points was 144. And Hugh, I believe you have the apologies.
Apologies?
Yes, apologies to Hawkins, Bennell, Watson, Swan, Dangerfield, Green and Ward.
Yeah, especially big apology to Brad Green, career goals, 500. He kicked 5, so he probably should have gotten it. Now, let's have a quick look at the ladder, boys. We've crossed another couple of teams off. We're down to 9 that we believe. Yep. Fremantle sitting in 9th with 11 wins. Will they make finals? Yes or no, Jack and Hugo?
If Essendon play how they are now, then Freo could make the finals.
Hughes?
Yeah, I reckon Freo could make the finals.
They're on even games. They're just one percentage point down.
Yeah.
And Essendon doesn't look like winning anytime soon. So Essendon's in 8th at 44. North Melbourne's in 7th with 44. Geelong in 6th with 48. They sit a game behind Hawthorn, who are in 4th. West Coast in 5th with 48. Now, doesn't that shape as a massive game on Friday night? West Coast versus Geelong.
Yeah.
This will be a great game,
That's almost going to be the game that's going to determine which of those two teams will have a home final. So you'd want to win that if you were Geelong, and you'd want to win it if you were West Coast, because West Coast needs to stay in touch with the top four. Collingwood's in 3rd with 56. Adelaide in 2nd with 56. And top of the ladder with 60 points, 15 wins, is the Swans. So, boys, the only set change we agree that will happen is Essendon out, Fremantle in.
Yeah, probably.
And that'll be interesting if, say, they finish 6th or 7th, because if West Coast is around that area, we may see a home final over there.
Yeah.
And that won't really affect either side. Boys, it's been a pleasure having you here today.
Yep, thanks for having me.
You guys will be back on Friday for Team Talk.
Yep,
as we preview an exciting round 20, some big games to come. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to check out all our other shows on Radio Karam. Check out our website at radiokaram.org. And remember to like us on Facebook. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Down the outer side for Delidio. Oh, what a mark, Revolt. For a punt for the mark.
Oh, that was an outstanding mark.
Teammate, every teammate has run to touch him.